We'll go into our practice period. And I'll bring in some of the ways of practicing from our day long about 2 weeks ago. And part of the intention this evening is to have some continuity with that day long, some of the practices, some of the teachings, so that we can really keep the insights and the practice going. So just starting though with settling in whatever way works best for you, coming to be more present, less distracted, whether it's being with the breath or maybe doing loving kindness or metta practice, whatever helps you to settle, grounding in the body in your own way. And I'll come back in maybe 7 or 8 minutes with a further practice, building on being settled. As we continue to sit quietly, want to give a few of the practices that we worked with in the day long, starting with working with feeling tone, the sense of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. The teaching is that when we're not aware of the pleasant, not mindful, we'll tend to grab after the pleasant. When we're not mindful of the unpleasant, we'll tend to push it away, whether that's occurring at the level of the body, the level of an unpleasant thought, maybe a blaming thought or judgmental thought. Could be at the level of emotion as well. So the guidance here is be aware of any moderate or so experience of pleasant or unpleasant. Might not happen too much, but if you notice an experience that's sort of moderate or greater level within the range of it being not too intense, workable, and it's pleasant, notice that and bring mindfulness to it. Similarly, if you notice an unpleasant experience, again, it can be mildly unpleasant, like maybe feeling just a little uncomfortable in a part of the body. And just be with it, noticing what the experience is of the pleasant or unpleasant, and noticing if there are any tendencies to grab after the pleasant or push away, again, at the level of thought or body or emotion, push away the unpleasant. So we'll sit with this for about another 5 minutes or so with this instruction. And again, this may not happen too much, and otherwise we can just be with our process of settling with the breath or mindfulness practice, being alert for the pleasant or unpleasant of a moderate or so level. Now, as we continue to sit quietly, continuing to practice with the feeling tone, the Vedana, this time noticing for just about 2 minutes or so what's occurring moment by moment. Every moment of experience comes with a feeling tone. A large percentage of feeling tones are more neutral. Some of them are pleasant, some unpleasant. Commonly, most are neutral. So see if you can track whatever is predominant for just about the next 2 minutes. So if I'm doing it right now, I notice, oh, I'm aware of my upper body. Warm, mildly unpleasant. Oh, noticing pressure on my hands, kind of pleasant. Oh, noticing the silence, kind of pleasant, and so forth. Just noticing whatever is predominant, tune into the feeling tone, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And I'll time us, so let you know when to shift out of this. So just very briefly. You know, shifting back to whatever helps us to keep settling, being with the breath or concentration in some other way, or basic mindfulness practice. We're continuing with this. Now, as we continue to sit quietly, bring to mind an experience of the last few days or possibly the last week in which there was a pushing away of the unpleasant, calling that a form of reactivity, could be at the level of the body or at the level of thoughts and mind, maybe blaming or judging another person, a public figure. Bring to mind something on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe in the 5 to 7 or 8 range, not the 9 or 10. Remembering that experience, now bring that experience of what I'm calling reactivity to mind as if you're reliving it for about 1 minute. You can imagine yourself in the place where you were by yourself with others. Experience this as if you're reliving that experience from the last week of, in some way, through on the level of the body or emotions or thought, pushing away the unpleasant. Now, when the experience is still there, bring mindfulness to that experience. What's going on at the level of the body? Is there tension in some part of the body? What emotions are present? What are the main thoughts? And now letting go of that experience of reactivity, pushing away the unpleasant, is coming back to being present. And then in relationship to that experience of reactivity, we've brought some mindfulness to it. During our day long, we focus some on the way that reactivity is commonly caught up with some kind of discernment or insight That's what makes it tricky. I can be judgmental of someone, and there's reactivity there, but I can be noticing something that's important to notice. In the instance that you looked at, is there something important that we could call discernment or insight or a value you have that's caught up with the reactivity? Is there something valuable there? And the second question, what might be a way of responding to your experience? It might involve communication with a person or relating to your own experience in a different way. What would be a way of making use of the discernment, but without the reactivity, developing what we might call a non-reactive response? See what comes to you. And now letting go of that experience, and just coming back again to being present in the way that works best for you, mindfulness or concentration, maybe loving kindness, just for the next few minutes.